to one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
We can do so much more. We can save this world. With the right leadership.
I'll make a recording of my formulae for the Senator, in case I don't return this time. If only I won't be too late.
Go take a run and jump.
My patience begins.
I'm here to meet your fate.
He's right.
Then one ironclad crow sends the first guard to smother.
Try my new electro sun ray.
Welcome to the What Are You Reading comic book show.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome again to another episode of What Are You Reading comic book show. I am Surfer, your host. We're talking comic books for the next half hour to an hour, depending on, who calls in, who don't, what kind of news we have for the week. And then later on, of course, if you stick around this network, there'll be a pay-per-view show. Pre-show for the WWE. I'll tell you about that later. So, but if you want to join this show and call in on Skype, you can do so at SilverSurfer_forever. Friend me on Skype. Give me a call. I'll take your call, add you in. We can talk whatever you want to have to do with comic books or related topics. Just to let you know, I'm okay. My day's been okay, but now I'm here to talk comic books. And we are in a weekend of a new comic book movie. So without further ado, we could hit the box office numbers for this weekend. And of course, the big movie of the weekend is Wonder Woman. Her first theatrical debut. There have been television movies starring, it was in the 70s, it was starring Kathy Lee Crosby. That was before Linda Carter became Wonder Woman for the TV show. And she had a different costume from what you're used to. Because, short tights and... But Wonder Woman starring Gal Gadot and directed by Patty Jackson for the DCU, a Warner Brothers film. For the weekend, it brought in $100 million domestic. It is a budget of $145 million. And foreign, it was $122 million, so its worldwide total for the first weekend is $223 million, which is a good start. Let's see how that holds up now that we are in the summer of movies. And of course, the... Yesterday, in a lot of comic book stores, they celebrated Wonder Woman. And maybe you went, maybe you did not. As far as the rest of the box office, well, there was another superhero movie that came out this weekend. You didn't know that, did you? You might not have seen it, but if you want to go see it, it's Captain Underpants, the first epic movie. Brought in $23 million for the opening weekend for second place, the animated feature. From Fox. And I don't know much about Captain Underpants. I never read the books. A little kid's book. And worldwide it's up to $24 million. So $174,000 was added overseas. I don't know what country that would be. That opened. Oh. No, I don't know yet. But We'll see how long that lasts. And as far as anime movies. Guardians dropped down to number 4. It added another $9 million to its total of $335 million. And worldwide, it is up to $816 million. Hasn't quite broken the billion barrier yet, and it may not at this point, with so many movies coming out in June and July. Alien Covenant dropped down to 6th place with another $4 million to its total of $67 million. Domestic, worldwide, up to $173 million. And with a budget of $97 million, it's considered a hit because of the overseas money. So you're going to get another Aliens movie. You can bank on that. And at this point, I don't think they're making Alien movies for the domestic market. They're making it for the overseas market. Now, that movie is behind what Prometheus did, which was the previous film. After 17 days, Alien Covenant made $67 million. After 17 days of Prometheus, it was up to $108 million. So, there's a drop-off between the two films, and I guess a lot of people was turned off by Prometheus, that they just didn't want to give Alien Covenant a chance. It's okay. And so, that's the box office report as far as related to comic book movies. And, we're about to have a caller. Let me see if I can find them, get them on. And if you saw Wonder Woman, and that's what you want to talk about, then, feel free to call in. Let's see what happens. If they don't pick up, then I'll just get into some news. Oh. No, I guess they'll call me when they're ready. All right, so, speaking of the Wonder Woman, you know, the feeling about Wonder Woman, I did a review, but I'm waiting for it to be posted online. And when that's up, hopefully, I wish it had been posted earlier this week, but I'll try to get see if it can be posted by today or tomorrow. With the, oh, wait, who's calling me on my cell phone? Excuse me a second. I'm on the air. I gotta call you back. Oh, sorry about that. Now, so anyway, so for the most part, it's a positive feeling on the whole Wonder Woman thing, but there's always somebody with a different take. And look, you don't have to like a movie, but you don't have to find fault in it either. But Fox News, they have to. It says here, this is from Entertainment Weekly. Fox News hopes upset Wonder Woman isn't American enough. American enough. It says this, Fox News might need to check Wonder Woman's birth certificate. Wonder Woman has scored a hero's welcome from critics, considering at one point it was boasted a record tying 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yet Patty Jenkins' comic book adaptation found a few distractors from Fox News who are criticizing what they deem to be lack of American patriotism. The film heroine is actually a fictional Amazonian warrior princess. I think nowadays, sadly, money trumps patriotism, said guest Dion Byer during a Friday episode of Your World with Neil Cavuto. Especially recently, I personally feel like we're not really very patriotic. The country, and in a certain sense, they want these movies to succeed internationally, so they're going to dial it back. The commentators point to the movie's updated look for Wonder Woman, played by Israeli actress Gal Gadot. Her costume is red and gold and blue instead of the red, white, and blue Cavill insisting Captain America patron has been toned down for foreign appeal. I think the Hollywood aspect we seem in this time and day, it's cool to hate America these days, said Mike Guzman. This is painful to read this. Jokingly, maybe Guzman signed off by promoting the film was a massive box office disappointment and scored a 20% on Rotten Tomatoes. Just go see Baywatch. Yeah, okay. Warner Brothers, which produces the film, had no comment. Fox did not immediately respond to EW's request for comments. All right. Where do I start? All right. Wonder Woman, like Captain America, yes, they was created during World War II. They were propaganda tools. But they've been around since then, and they've come to represent more than just American patriotism. With Captain America, yes, his name is America, and he proudly comes from America, and he, in his story, he joined World War II because of the evil Nazis. But since then, as a superhero, he's not just, oh, America first, he's every man. He wants to bring equality to everyone. It's not about America or everybody else. Now, as far as Wonder Woman, she's had to evolve over the years and not just be about America. I mean, that was cool during the war. But in the 70 years she's been around, it's not about her defending the United States. It's about her defending the helpless against, you know, evil. And look, I'm not sure about the comics. I haven't read in a long time. In the Linda Carter TV show, they gave her the colors because she was going to America, but that costume, look, it may looked okay at one time, but you know, when you got men from neck to feet covered, and then the one super strong woman is half naked, then how's that look? And it makes more sense to give her an Amazonian outfit. Now, so it had similar colors, but it wasn't the American flag that you're used to. So, but with Fox, it's not even about that. Most of them probably didn't see the movie. They just want to find something to peddle to their watchers to, you know, because that's all they are, is a propaganda network. So, I'm not going to go any further. Let's see. Let me check to see the line. Yeah, I have Mr. Hightower on the line.
Hey, what's up? Now, I just want to piggyback on that. Who really gives a fuck what Fox News talking about when it comes to comics? I don't even know why you even read that damn shit. They have no they have no say so in when it comes to comic books. They have no say so in shit. It's irrelevant.
It was news, and you know, it's not about how I feel personally. So I read the article, gave my opinion. You don't have to agree with it or care about it, but.
See, this is my thing too. When it comes to the Amazon, and I have been reading comic books, I have been reading the Wonder Woman comic books. Haven't read the old stuff. Yes, if it came from if this character came out of World War II, that's over with. This character right now is a character that's here to save the world, not to save the United States.
Yeah, I mean, when they do updates to her origin, they don't go back to World War II at this point. She usually shows up because Darkseid and his forces are invading the Earth for the first time, or some world shattering event that forces her to come and try to help.
And if you really want to get into it, I don't know if this is her original origin, that she came from like mythology. Zeus' daughter. That's really
that was more of a modern retcon.
Okay, well that is what it is right now, that she came from Zeus. So that's, you know, I just don't get why they talking about this. Okay, she's an Amazon. She came. So
everything, you know, they they are trying to say they're the patriotic ones, and their thought of what patriotism is the only patriotism you're supposed to agree with.
Well, what was her original origin? Was the original origin that she came from America?
No. Everybody knows she didn't come from America, but, yeah. You know, her costume had the red, white, and blue and the eagle and everything.
Because she was probably going to America?
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal, man. She's not here to save the United States. Like I said, she's here to save the world, man. That's why she here for. And
spoiler, people, in this movie, she didn't even go to America.
Well, she kind of did.
No, not during the movie.
Not during the movie, but you can call it the original America.
Well, how dare you, sir? That is not original America.
They got the same damn colors
as them. That's old
man.
World. But, you know, like I said, it's out there, so talk about it because the movie's out.
The movie is good. There's a lot of fit. It's a feminist movement, a little bit too. In the movie. It's like a little feminist movement.
Oh, I saw an article. I thought about posting it, even though I knew it's not a real article, about cases of lesbianism breaking out at the all-woman Wonder Woman screening.
lesbian what?
No. Okay, there was all women screenings of Wonder Woman, right? There was like two of them. And there was this whole controversy about how some guys were upset that they was having these all women only screenings, and you know.
But I mean, tell them don't get mad when we do the same thing for Superman or Batman.
I'm ready for the all men Thor screening. So I'm down with that.
Yeah,
but no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, but you know, you just saw the back and forth online of people, you know, saying that's not right or it's okay.
That is not right. To me, it's not right because they get mad if we do something all men. So, well, I mean, it's on both sides.
The people that probably put the screen on were men anyway because it was at the Alamo Draft House in Austin, Texas.
But
the article, and then, you know, I looked at it, and it's not real. But they were saying how the movie caused all these primal rages, and for the lesbians to start, women start converting to lesbianism. Excuse me.
My thing is all these lesbians comic book fans.
No. You're missing the point. They were straight women who were, you know, turned into it.
Oh, okay.
Now, getting back to the Fox article, you know, the DCF said that Wonder Woman is a bisexual, so,
and that's fine. And we at the, that's why I'm glad what Warner Brothers doing. I'm glad what DC is doing with her character. We're making all these characters modern. Superman is modern. Even though I don't like how Aquaman looks, he's modern. It's a lot going on. Even Batman.
The thing was, you know, this Diana, she's on a whole island full of women, and it's not like they hate men, but if you just live on an island full of women, how can you not have women who are you know, into other women? Yeah. But who cares?
Of course they is. But anyway, at the end of the day, they see some dick, they gonna want it.
What I wanted to tell you about the whole controversy about the women's screening, my feeling is, who cares either way? I mean, I for the people that was arguing on one side or the other, that argument, it's just a waste of energy. Just move on with your life. I mean, you wasted time and you wasted energy arguing over whether or not they should have had a women's only screening. Just who cares? Well, I care either way. I got Dr. Doom on the line. This is a DC talk. This ain't Marvel talk. So what are you doing here?
Oh, keep on now. Calling in, you know, getting some love on the Saturday.
Did you see Wonder Woman yet?
Nah, not yet.
Oh, man, you can't go to a movie on the first weekend. You always got, oh, me, I got to go a month later.
No, it's, I'm skeptical on DC movies.
Are you a DC fan?
I like some things of DC. I'm a Green Lantern fan.
Okay.
But, you know.
But, it's straight from out the comic book. Just know that.
I mean,
I was looking at it.
I would have went this weekend, but
what happened?
That's my issue.
You got issues.
But what? I will be going to see Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's no. Actually, technically, the next comic book movie is Transformers.
I gave up on Transformers since the
I'm
second.
I'm not about to watch. Well, you know what? It kind of intermessed me with the last night in the dragons and shit.
They're not dragons. It's a Dinobot.
Yeah, man, they just took it from an old cartoon, man. Michael Bay needs to get hit by a bus or something, man.
You know what? I haven't seen the movie. The trailer, all the trailer tells me, it's just going to be nothing but a explosion fest.
Yep. In slow-mo with the, you know, the a slow-mo dodge.
And then, like, why somebody thought, oh, we'll turn Optimus Prime on everyone.
Like the Fast and the Furious movies. We're going to turn Optimus Prime heel.
Plus, you know, they want that Bumblebee spinoff, right?
Man, I'm sorry, but I hated Bumblebee growing up watching Transformers. I was more of a Jazz and Hound.
No, there was nothing wrong with the old school Bumblebee. I mean,
well, he wasn't as big of a character. He was like, you know, he was a side.
No, Bumblebee served the role as a spy. Okay, you know.
No, that was Jazz and Mirage.
No. Bumblebee was a spy because he was driving around with Spike, and you know Spike was the human interaction with the Transformers.
Hell no. Bumblebee had pink seats. If you ever go look back, I cannot stand Bumblebee.
Well, there's something wrong with you, my friend, because nothing wrong with that old school Bumblebee. You never
been in a
Volkswagen Bug before?
Yes, but he was not cooler than Jazz. I don't care what anybody says.
Jazz served a different role. You know, he was second in command, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what? Don't you have to? You don't have to hate Bumblebee because you like Jazz.
No, I just said Bumblebee ain't on my top five Transformers.
Who was on your top five then?
Prime, Grimlock, Soundwave, Jazz, and Mirage.
Oh, I just thought Soundwave was on the wrong side.
Yeah. And then later on, Blaster. I like my Transformers.
I don't really care about Transformers.
Yeah. You'd have missed out, man. That was a good show.
Yeah, you missed out on that original series.
But the person I dislike most is Hot Rod.
Wasn't even born, I think.
I like Hot Rod.
Hell no, he got Optimus Prime killed, man. Shit. Fuck Hot Rod.
When did the Transformers first come out?
84.
Yeah, I wasn't even born yet.
But you never went back and watched it, huh?
87.
They had reruns.
Yeah, but I was, at that time, I was, like, in 89, I only watched wrestling.
Okay.
And I was, like, 3 or 2. That's what I remember.
It surprised me I got into Transformers because, you know, you would see all the hype about the toys and the cartoon was coming and the comic book and everything. And then one day I said, let me check. And I caught this second episode. And I was like, yeah, this is dope. And then from there, I watched it. Now, I'm trying to find an article now, but my page won't keep messing up. Come on now. I gotta go further. Okay, here we go. No, not yet. I can't find it, but they already, there's a rumor they want to cast somebody for the lead role in the Bumblebee spinoff, which is supposed to be a woman. Chick.
Yeah, a good-looking girl. I mean, what is the...
I'm trying to think of her, think of her name they had in mind.
I'm just saying, how far can we stretch that for Michael Bay? He's going to try to use her to, you know... That's why I just can't stand this franchise, man.
My thing is, they talking about doing the Bumblebee spinoff, but they want to do an R rating. Why would you make Bumblebee an R rated movie?
They should, if they want to do an R rated Transformers movie, you need to do the records with Ultra Magnus, and you know those other Transformers.
They never introduced them, so.
Well, I'm just saying you could introduce them, but those would be the guys you do it with because they're kind of more hard edge than Bumblebee, who's supposed to be lovable.
Anyway, enough with Bumblebee, because we, you know, it's not, people aren't, you know, jazzed about this upcoming Transformer movie.
It's going to flop, man.
I don't think it's going to be a total flop. It's Transformers. I mean, people ran out for the last four movies. Why would they not run out for this one? They're going to, at the last second, somebody going to say, oh, I got to see it.
Well, I ain't seen one since now, two, and now, I walked out halfway through that one.
Yeah, maybe it won't be successful as the other ones, but it's going to make money. It's idiot-proof. I've always said that. And
racist-ass two damn Transformers. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And, you know, when the original one came out, I was alone when I said, hey, this is not that great of a movie. Oh no! It's that it was awesome. So then you know I went back and saw the IMAX version. We were supposed to add in some scenes, and the scenes that were cut out were foolishness from some black woman in a store, and other dumb stuff that didn't make the movie any better one way or the other. The second movie, of course, you got the giant balls on a Devastator, and you got mud flapping skids. And wait, I'm gonna go back to the first one.
They killed Jazz.
No, they killed Jazz. And early in the movie, you got Bernie Mac talking about, "Hey, Mammy," and I'm like, "Oh shit!"
Oh, you know another thing in the whole franchise, kill me. So Megatron gets destroyed. All it took was a little piece of that fucking Allspark. Sorry, my language. And he comes back to life. So if they had a piece of the Allspark, they couldn't put Jazz back together. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The logic put it. Was fuck Michael Bay, man.
And then, so the second one, they bring out mud flapping skids. Some people refer to them as step and fetch, Negro bots.
Amos, you know, and Andy.
You know, they had gold teeth. That was the other thing about him. He was trying to. The whole thing about the Transformers, he's giving them human personalities. And, like, you mentioned Jazz in the first one. What's the first thing come out of his mouth? What's up, little bitches?
Yeah, bitches. Yeah.
Anyway, so these guys, they're the foolish ones of the group. And then, of course, it's like, we can't read. So, so they ignorant on top of that, and uneducated.
How are you a damn robot and you can't fucking read, man?
The third one. You know, you're getting these shots of women's cracks and the ass, and you got that in all the movies. You got it in the first movie. You got it in the second one. And the third one is not even hiding it. See, the first one, they had to be coy about it because Megan Fox is playing a teenager. But in the third movie, you know, you got this girl who's a full adult, so you're getting all these shots up the legs and in the crotch and everything, and shots of titties as explosions going on around them, and you got all this wanton destruction of Chicago, buildings sliding down all over the place, and humans are surviving. The other thing, humans got weapons to obliterate Transformers, but the Transformers having a hard time killing each other at one point. In the first movie, they're shooting at each other. No one's dying. As soon as the humans come in with their guns, Transformers start dying left and right.
Yeah.
So back to the third one. You get all this patriotism. You get all this random destruction, and at this point, it's just mind-numbing. And to think that's one of Leonard Nimoy's last roles playing in that movie. And the fourth one, it got back to showing a teenage girl, and the first shot you see of her is between her legs. And that's supposed to be titillating for the little boys. And I'm like, this man just don't learn. He just thinks everything he does is okay, and he keeps doing the same shit over and over. And then the last
using the same footage.
The last 45 minutes is just like you can stop the Transformers movie with 45 minutes to go. Go down to your local fireworks display, watch that, and then you've seen the end of Transformers. Because that's all it is just a light show for 45 fucking minutes. Like, anybody who has a problem with epilepsy is going to have a fit. It's going to get triggered. Anyway, enough for me talking. I'm not letting you fellas talk.
Oh, no, you preaching, brother.
I don't really care for a Transformer, so.
Well, hold on. I got to see it because I have to give a review. And I'm not paying for it, so fuck it. I haven't paid for one yet, and I would never pay for it. And, hey, this isn't what to pay for.
I'm going to see it a different way, if you know what I mean.
I no clue what you're talking about.
That's how you roll, huh?
He's on certain movies that is not worth my money.
Oh, well, you got to end with the studios, then, you know, I can't argue with that. You know, good for you.
They pay me now every now and then.
Good for you. Oh, another thing about Wonder Woman, it's got this high rating on Rotten Tomatoes. Let me bring this up real quick. And, you know, I think a lot of people are caught up into the moment. Yes. Okay, it's down to 93%. People was like,
it's the best movie ever made.
Well, they wanted to point to the fact it was like 98% of Rotten Tomatoes at one point. And I know Rotten Tomatoes. It's once a movie has a lot of positive reviews, somebody's going to come in with the negative reviews so they can get more clicks onto the article.
See, but the thing is, there's really nothing to be, and I'm not gonna spoil it, but it came straight out from the comic book. That is a comic book movie. They came out of like three of her kind of comic books. It came out of. It makes totally sense why it's at that high record. It came straight out of the comic book.
Well. I already said this in my review. Hopefully, it'll get posted soon. Most of the movie I love. That last battle, though. At that point, it goes from a totally different DC movie that we've seen so far with Patty Jackson directing it, to a movie that looked exactly like it's straight from Zack Snyder's mind. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look, Zack Snyder, he's going through something hard with his family. And wish him well. But... you know,
okay, the ending of the battle was kind of, but it's just, I don't know.
Oh, okay, the article was sitting in front of me. Haley Steinfeld is going to star in the Bumblebee spinoff. She's going to be the star of the Bumblebee spinoff, so. Yeah, like Haley Steinfeld?
I never heard of her.
She's been in what movies you may have seen her in. She was in the last what's that movie about the singing girls?
She talks to the wrong people, sir.
Well, she was Pitch Perfect. She's in Pitch Perfect.
I ain't never seen that.
You see True Grit?
I seen it. Yeah, I seen True Grit too. Which one are you talking about?
She was a little girl in True Grit. Okay. She was in that space movie. I forgot. They were supposed to make a series out, but it didn't. The first movie didn't make a lot of money, and we haven't seen them do any sequels since. But yeah, she's a talented woman. She was just in the Edge of 17, which came out last year. She got a Golden Globe nomination. And she got an album out. I wouldn't buy it because it's for kiddies and just pop music, and it's not my cup of tea. But
so, getting back to Wonder Woman, from what I saw, they was taking like the whole premise of the story was have you ever read Wonder Woman Volume 1 Blood with Brandon and Cliff?
Mm-hmm.
I think they took a lot of stories from out of that.
Well, they should. I mean, if you got a good origin story, you should adopt it. You don't make up something new. You don't have to.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah.
Now, who y'all want to see in a sequel as far as villains?
Is they going to have to go Cheetah?
You know,
who else is her to fight?
The only thing they messed up. Well, shit, I don't want to spoil it. They messed up something out there. There's about two things I didn't like. I don't want to say it though because it's not a spoiler show.
Here's what I never, but recently I cannot understand about Cheetah. Okay, at one time Wonder Woman was, you know, the woman character. That's all she was, especially with the super friends. So, of course, they give her a woman for a enemy. And it usually was Cheetah showed up. But the woman of today is supposed to be as strong as Superman. And yet she has trouble fighting Cheetah, who they've never said was, like, super strong or anything like that. So,
but also, does Wonder Woman does not have
a weakness?
She can be cut. She's not like Superman durable, right?
No, she can die.
But you still, know what I mean? Still, Cheetah just doesn't seem like she would be strong enough to.
If she's agile and fast enough, that negates speed though.
Not when you were super strong as Wonder Woman.
Like, if the Flash hits Superman running at light speed,
that doesn't do an effect on Superman. No. That doesn't
affect. Why not?
Because Superman was always, one of his things were, if he didn't want to be moved, he wasn't going to get moved. But he could plant himself. And the Flash cannot hit him fast enough to cause any damage to Superman.
Oh, he can't.
No.
So, the Flash, if he, like, in the dark on the Justice League cartoon, when he was knocking the shit out of damn, when he was running around the Earth hitting damn,
Luthor.
Yep.
And bring it,
yes. It wouldn't hurt Superman.
No.
I mean, Superman is not invulnerable. It's to a point. He is. But if somebody has equal or greater strength, they can knock the shit out of. Yeah. How the hell did Doomsday beat the hell out of Superman?
Yeah, Doomsday. That's not the Flash.
Okay, but if the Flash,
the Flash ain't gonna get that enough strength through speed.
When you punch, the more speed you get, the more kinetic energy, sir.
It's not enough to knock.
You have to get science on.
It's not enough to harm.
Get that Krypton. All you gotta do is get that Krypton and knock his ass out.
All I'm saying is, if something's moving at the speed of light and it hits you, that's a lot of mass and force hitting you.
That will knock you out, Surfer. That will knock you down.
Not Superman.
Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, it will.
I think so. If he like run around the world and punch him, his ass is getting is gonna get knocked down at least.
Mm-mm.
If he goes around the world,
mm-mm,
round the world one time, woo, Come back with a punch. Boom.
No.
I bet you Superman.
Do you know how much mass when you got to move with the speed of light? That's what I'm trying to tell you, Surfer.
He's not called a Man of Steel for nothing. I'm telling
you. That's steel. That's the speed of light, man. This is not enough.
We go ahead and get Batman to come with that kryptonite. Then we go see who's going to get his ass knocked out.
Okay. It's not about... You haven't watched Fight Science, right, Surfer? They said it's not about how much force you... strength you have. It's about how you generate an amount of force. And that's with speed and kinetic energy. So, hey, if you have enough speed and energy behind your thing... it's going to hit harder.
It's not enough for Superman.
Okay.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see when he knock his ass out in the Justice League movie if he...
Okay. And he's faster than Superman. Like I said,
Not by much.
Can Superman run back in time? That ends the whole question there, because he can do it on the Flash. He could run so fast, he could go to the
other Superman has never attempted to run back.
He can't do it.
You don't know that. Man, he spun the world backwards.
The Flash could go back in time without even having to go in the world.
That's what they've written for the Flash. But that doesn't mean Superman can't run that fast. He's not as fast as the Flash, but... You really don't realize how fast he is himself. Thing you know, you'd be saying that the Flash is faster than the Silver Surfer.
I think he is.
My personal opinion,
I think he is.
You are out your mind, ready to hang up on you. I'll tell you what. You listen.
Hey, you finna ain't gonna be. I'm the only dictator that's here on the thing. I have my own country. I will send a doom bot after you.
In the time the Flash can circle the Earth once, the Silver Surfer would have encompassed every inch of the Earth within a matter of seconds. There was a thing in Defenders where they were looking for a villain. And on one page, he said, I'll go look. The next box, he was gone. And then the next box, he was back. 15 seconds. He circled the entire, not just like once around lap, but the whole entire Earth in 15 seconds. The thing, he can travel in light speeds, way faster than the Flash. He can travel galaxies in the time the Flash would take to get around the Earth. He can travel galaxies. It's not even a joke. Everybody knows who's faster, but...
Okay, talking about in the crossover when Quicksilver came to DC World, Flash
right.
Flash was way more faster.
Yeah, that's Quicksilver. We're talking about Silver Surfer.
Oh, Silver Surfer. Oh, I thought you were talking about Quicksilver.
Oh, no. Quicksilver, they established that on each of their Earths, on the Marvel Earth, Quicksilver was faster because there's no speed force. On the DC Earth, because of the speed force that, you know, the Flash can tap into, he's going to be faster than Quicksilver. So, did you answer on that?
They said the Flash is so fast that he can perceive events that last less than an attosecond. What is the duration of an attosecond? Attosecond is a quintillionth of a second.
Okay.
So, in other words, it's a... second to a second, which yes, is about he is, a second
he,
that is about
he is the
31.7 billion years.
Yeah, listen, see, I'm not saying he's not fast as Superman. I say he's not much faster than Superman. It's not. They have raced several times.
The consistent say that Silver Surfer is faster than the Flash.
I know that, but I wanted to ask you real quick about. I was asking about the villains. The villains they could bring in for a Wonder Woman follow-up is Cersei.
We should put a poll up. That's how we should do it.
I don't know. My page won't let me do polls. They could bring in Cersei. They can bring in Cheetah, which, to me, I think they need to upgrade Cheetah's abilities.
Well, give her, like, super strength.
Yeah.
I say bring in Hades.
No, why?
Because mythology.
Hades is Ares.
Yeah.
No, that's Mars.
So Hades is not Aries. No,
you're right,
Hades,
you're right, Hades.
Own deity. Hades is
Hades don't devil. make a good villain for her.
He made a good villain. Have you ever saw the one animated movie?
That wasn't Hades. That wasn't Hades. That was
No, that was Hades.
They got Medusa. They could bring Gina in Cersei. Queen of Fables.
Dr. Psycho.
Giganta.
Or bring in Zeus' wife.
King Clea, no.
Zeus' wife wouldn't be a villain.
She doesn't have too many villains, honestly.
She's a villain in the comic book.
Since when?
The comic book.
She's always saying great Hera, so why would she be a villain?
Yeah. Hera is Hercules' villain.
What do y'all think about Giganta?
Yeah.
Well, we'll see where they go with. And then, what about, should they bring in Wonder Girl or Diana Troy?
Either that, or you could do a crossover and have Big Barda, because wasn't Big Barda part of the Furies at one time?
Yeah.
You could do that if they're going to do a crossover with that, and then she gets knocked unconscious and become good. You could do something like that.
We'll see. There's definitely going to be a sequel at this point now. But let's see what Justice League does.
Let's get off this DC talk, man. We got to talk about one pertinent issue that happened this week. That's the only reason I called in.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
Secret Empire.
Oh, number 3 came out. Hail Hydra.
Yeah. Golly, man. It's like, are they just intentionally trying to piss everybody off?
How are they pissing everybody off?
The Punisher.
Well,
that was shock value.
No, I think that the people that are helping Cap are under some kind of control, because he got Avengers coming out of his command, like the Scarlet Witch and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they're just doing it because Cap. I mean, they all know Hydra is not a good organization, so it's something going on.
Yeah,
but the real question is, who is Steve Rogers?
The guy that's in the woods.
Correct.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm leaning. I don't know if they're gonna do the Ultimate or it's gonna be.
So you think he's the Ultimate version of Captain America?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a theory that he may be the Cap that was from Zoloft.
16 Oath. He could be that one, or the 1602.
It could be that the Cosmic Cube created an alternate Cap, and then that's the real Cap.
Yeah.
But if the
or they split his good side and dark side up.
Right, but if this Cap, if the Cap
are you talking
is
about Hell Hydra.
Yeah, if the Cap running Hydra is the real Cap. It can't be no redeeming him at this point.
Nah.
Even though, like, he's been reluctant to do certain things, and there's been other people under him, like, wiping out cities and executing people. And he's, you know, they're like, oh, Supreme Commander, you got to put your foot down and show these people who boss. Well, I don't know. That might be a little too harsh. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it for you. Next thing you know, boom, a city wiped out. And when you got the murder on the rate that this storyline is kicking out, yeah, there ain't nobody going to say, oh, Cap, we forgive you. We know all this destruction, it wasn't your fault. Even though the heroes have come to realize that the Cosmic Cube has created this situation. And now, I haven't read the spinoff book yet with Black Widow. I had to pick it up where she got all these young heroes like Miles Morales and the new Falcon and so on. And she tried to make them into,
This is where DC is better than Marvel when they get into their comics. I care less about Black Widow.
Black Widow?
Black Widow? I always thought Black Widow was always a support character. Like,
Okay. Why does she got her own comic?
Because she's interesting to some people.
Because of Scarlett Johansson, but my thing is, if they do a movie, who is she going to fight against?
Herself?
What is her rogues gallery? That's what I'm trying to tell you. She has no villains. All Black Widow was always a supporting character in every book until now.
There's got to be some villains in her book that's coming out now, so can't say she don't know.
They better not make a movie. I would not watch it.
No, people have been wanting a Black Widow movie.
For what? She's uninteresting.
She's been one of the better characters in the two Avenger films.
And no, she's not.
Plus, she was great in the second Cap movie.
Man, she was just the jump off, man. I think all the Avengers that hit Black Widow, it seemed like it. Am I lying?
No, come on now.
The Hulk done got it. I think Cap done got it.
No, Cap is not like that.
You already know Thor probably got it.
No, Stark
probably got it.
No, in the movie,
Hawkeye might have got it.
No.
Okay, this is her supporting character.
First of all, she's not slept with none of the Avengers in the movies.
On the comics, she got done in by Hercules.
Okay, well, he's Hercules. And then, looking
at it right here. And
wait a minute. So, because she's a woman, and she's getting hers, and that's what that makes her bad. If it was a dude getting laid, you'd be all right. But because
Luke
it's a woman,
Cage is a hoe too. He done did everybody on that damn show.
He did.
Yeah, and you celebrate that. But listen. If Black Widow can get hers, don't put that down. I mean,
no, I'm just saying. Everybody be like, oh. She's just the girl that does flips and shoot guns.
I can see her doing a movie with what's his name?
Hawkeye, her, and
Samuel Jackson.
I can't believe I'm letting
doing a side project.
I'm letting men onto the show to talk shit about a woman. I'm getting whatever women organization to call you guys up on Skype at some point this week.
Hey,
tell y'all off.
I'm a charter member of No Ma'am. I get two shits about that. All right. My thing is, again, how you gonna sit here and I'm looking up her villains and all her villains are from other books.
Wait, have you read the Black Widow series?
No.
You don't know what villains she have then, do you?
I'm on Wikipedia right now. She ain't got no villains, man. This ain't no
Who's her nemesis?
Yes. Who? Who is her Joker to her Batman?
She don't have to have a Joker.
Almost every Marvel character have a nemesis that they don't like.
Even Hawkeye has one. You know whose is? Trickshot.
Yeah, I know, because they were both with the crime circus.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody has a nemesis or something. She doesn't. She just fits in and does spy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she a spot monkey.
Nope. All she does is dive.
That's all right. When I go see when they make it, you guys are not allowed into the movies. Okay, we're gonna have another all women screening. You guys ain't allowed into it.
Captain Marvel's gonna be out way before a Black Widow movie. And she's been in the damn universe about 10 years.
Yeah,
so what's that say?
It's men running the MCU, and they don't think about making a woman. You can best believe they are writing a script now with Wonder Woman being successful. They're like, oh shit, we fucked up. We could have been the first woman out, had the first woman on screen, and we didn't do it. We better hurry
but
up.
But who is the Marvel universe? Captain Marvel is there.
They want Captain Marvel to be their Wonder Woman. They've been trying to make Captain Marvel their Wonder Woman equivalent. Yeah. As far as popularity goes, the Wonder Woman equivalent in Marvel has always been Storm.
Storm?
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah. and She-Hulk a little bit.
No, it's Storm. It's not, She-Hulk is not. It's not as far as popularity, the equivalent.
Oh yeah, but yeah, because Storm is kind of worshipped as a goddess,
and it, you know, people know Storm even if they have not read an X-Men comic.
Oh no, Storm. Yeah.
Just like they know Wonder Woman, they might have read not have read a Wonder Woman comic. Now, of course, Marvel can't do anything with Storm in the movies because of Fox.
Because the Fox need to fucking give X back to Marvel.
They're not going to give anything up. They're making money.
Well, I need Bryan Singer to step on the landmine or something, because I can't stand him killing off damn Quicksilver. As I was sitting there talking with somebody else, imagine if they had Quicksilver.
Wait, when did they kill off Quicksilver?
In Avengers.
Oh, you talking about the second one? They probably had
to. No, because of damn Bryan Singer's douchebag. Now, and imagine.
Wait, what did Bryan Singer have to do with it?
Okay, Marvel comes out and said we're gonna have Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver in the damn Avengers movie. Mm-hmm. Tell me when was Quicksilver in the Days of the Futures Past comic book? He won't. They added him to do Spike.
No. First of all, stop comparing Days of Future Past movie with Days of Future Past comic. It's different teams, different storyline.
But if Marvel comes out 3 months before it has this, before they even start writing the movie, that's fucked up.
Fox had the right to use Quicksilver and the Scarlet Witch. So why wouldn't they use them?
He did it out of spite. That's
it's
what
not
I'm trying
out
to
of spite.
You.
They had the rights. They had the shared right to use both characters, both Fox and Marvel.
And they killed them. And like I was trying to say my story.
They
point,
killed them.
I think it would have been better in the Captain America 3 that damn Quicksilver should have been in the movie so they could show some division between him, Scarlet
First
Witch,
of all,
and Vision.
We're talking about Joss Whedon. Yeah. He kills off at least one person in his movies.
Well, and he did. That's why he ain't there no more. Because I think that
fuck, kill off Falcon or War Machine.
He didn't. Well, first of all, he's not dead because he killed off somebody.
Like
Falcon, that's what he does.
Yeah,
he,
I like Falcon too. Don't kill Falcon. That's
what I'm saying. He could have got hurt.
That's what he does. He got hurt. Somebody in his movie dies. Somebody. In the first one was Coulson, and then in this one he killed. You know, to kill off.
They shouldn't have killed them off. The reason I said that is because now you ain't told the story of Scarlet Witch love and Vision and Quicksilver having an issue with their relationship. That could have been a good part of Captain America 3. And that could have had, you know, Quicksilver was going to join, but then since Vision was on the other side, he goes to the other side so he can beat up Vision.
No, come on now.
That would have made perfect sense. That would have been a story within a story.
Yeah.
No.
Had to kill him. Like I said, that would have been a portion of that, because it would have built onto that love triangle they would have had.
First of all, the whole thing. Excuse me. The whole thing, like when the Vision had a problem when Quicksilver had a problem with the Vision and Scarlet Witch, that was in the late 60s. That's just the kind of shit they wrote. But
that's still a part of that. That would have been a good dynamic on
no,
the thing.
No, that's
to show
that's, you can't. You can't write that. You can't write that today.
Yes, why not? You can.
Well, because he's a robot. He has a problem with his sister being here. He can't date his sister. He can't.
No,
he can't bone her.
I have a problem with my sister dating a damn walking vibrator.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have an issue with that.
Hey, it's her life. What would you do? Go find your own woman. Nobody.
That's what happens in families. Like
nobody
complained
when he married an inhuman.
It's not that, but still, like there's brothers
you know,
out there.
Mutants
that, like,
and humans ain't that, they're not getting along today. But you know, he married an inhuman. Nobody was like, oh no, his sister is like, don't marry that inhuman wench. No, had a kid with her and everything, ruined her life, ruined the kid's life.
Just ain't understand, sir. That's all.
You ain't understand.
I understand. You know,
he ain't understand the story.
I'm a comic book understander. Yeah. You see, you guys are wanting to put in stuff that makes no sense.
That I just explained that in 5 minutes.
That's everyday life.
That's your logic. So, you know, that's not.
Scarlet Witch.
In the context of Civil War, having Quicksilver like, oh, stay away from my sister, wouldn't have made a good storyline in the context of that movie.
I think it would have.
It's every day.
Yeah.
It would have made a lot of sense.
Okay. It would have made a lot of sense. Let me explain it to you, fellas.
Instead of Hawkeye getting her out of there, it would have been Quicksilver.
Listen. Let me explain the movie. Okay, with Scarlet Witch. I could tell them to call back later. Okay, Scarlet Witch wasn't like, you know, she was in normal society. You know, they had her locked up with Hydra. She's not used to people. You got the Vision, who's basically a baby. He's not that old as far as how long he's been around. He's attracted to the only woman that's really there. I mean, Black Widow is off someplace else. He's keeping an eye on her. He just happens to have feelings for her. Now, do you know why in the comic book Vision fell for Scarlet Witch? Anybody? Bueller? Anybody? Did I lose? Doom? Hightower? You're not talking. Look at that. Nobody wants to say anything now. Somebody phone go off and they both go dark. All right. For those of you out there listening, the reason why the Vision fell for the Scarlet Witch was because the Vision was created with the brain patterns of Simon Williams' Wonder Man. Simon Williams was always attracted to the Scarlet Witch. Therefore, the Vision, who thought like Simon Williams, found her attractive too. And that's why he fell for her. Now, look at people run off. So let me get some news for you people.
Oh, you're back.
Did you hear what I just said?
I just came back.
Now, I asked y'all, why did the Vision fall for the Scarlet Witch in the comic books?
I didn't get that far on that.
I'll tell you why. Because the Vision was created with Simon Williams' brainwaves. Simon Williams was attracted to Wonder Woman from the start. So when the Vision was created, he thought like Simon Williams. So he found it attractive too.
Oh, okay. Still, I think that would have been a good storyline.
No, that would have taken away from the whole Civil War storyline. Oh God, I can't find my remote and Grown Ups 2 is on TV. Anyway, let me tell y'all some news. Now, did y'all see y'all watch Arrow?
No, I haven't. I would never watch that fucking show in my life.
Well, you know, the season ended on a cliffhanger. And one of the characters they were using early on was Deathstroke. And then he kind of went away because of DC Universe movies. And, of course, he's going to be the Batman villain in the Batman movie coming up. But in the
season... Hold on. Deathstroke is going to be the Batman villain? Where the fuck is Joker at?
How many times you going to do the Joker?
They got to finish that off, man. They got to finish off Jared Leto Joker. I don't care.
No, dude. You can't just every time you reboot Batman bring in the Joker. You got to move on. You got to do something.
Why nobody like that Joker, though?
It's not about liking that Joker. You got to have him go against somebody else besides the Joker every time.
All right. Deathstroke is another good guy to go against. So,
anyway, getting back to what I wanted to tell you. So, in the season finale, they brought back the guy who was playing Deathstroke on the Arrow TV series. Manu Bennett is his name. And, you know, he's a pretty good Deathstroke you know, plays Slade Wilson. So, you know, it's up in the air as far as the, with the cliffhanger, whether he'll ever be back on the show or not. But there's a petition out there from the fans who want to see him get his own TV series as Deathstroke. Now, as good as that may sound, Deathstroke is off the board because, like I said, they're using him in the movies, and DC don't think that characters can exist in both the movies and the TV show. If they had their way, they would get rid of the Flash, but the Flash is too popular of a TV show, so. And that's another reason why they didn't use Grant Gustin in the movies and went with someone else who was dressed in a Power Ranger suit. What's that guy's name? Who's playing Deathstroke? What's that? Hold on, let me look it up real quick. That's what IMDb for. You got the IMDb app? No? Oh, I'm losing everybody.
Who are you looking for?
I'm about to get his name now. Just give me one second. I know his name, but, you know, I'm a blanker. I blank on people's names, so. Almost. Joe Manganiello is playing Deathstroke.
Yeah.
So he's going to be way bigger than Batman in the movie. Because,
Who's playing Deathstroke and Batman?
I just told you, Joe Manganiello.
Hey, I'm back.
Okay.
Another question. Are they going to bring out Damian in this Batman movie?
They ain't even introduced regular Robin yet.
Who cares about that?
Well, time out. This version of Batman wouldn't have Dick Grayson as Robin because he's been around for a long time. He's a lot older. If anything, he would be Nightwing. Jason Todd is dead because they showed you the costume.
Yeah. So, Damian.
I don't know about Tim Drake, whether he ever existed in the movies or not, and whether they would bring him in and have him play Red Robin. I mean, yeah.
And with the girl. But let me get on my rant about that. And that was my whole issue with this whole Batman, Superman, Dawn of Justice. I didn't like the fact that they had an old Bruce Wayne meeting Superman. You know, I would rather have them have Superman meet them when they're like in their 30s, not when Batman's in his 40s. Because how are you going to form the Justice League when they're old? You know what I'm saying?
Well, how old is Batman in this?
He's in his 40s.
In his 40s? Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, but then in 10 years, he'd be in his 50s.
Yeah, looking good.
No, because by the time he's in his 50s, when they're supposed to really do the storyline, Batman should be about to retire for a little while.
No, in the storyline, he was retired, and of course, he had lost his step, which is one of the reasons why he stopped being Batman. But, you know, the crime was too much, he came back. And then even in Batman Beyond, he had lost his step, he put on the Batman Beyond suit. But he saw, if I got to do all this, it's just not worth it. So I'm going to become a cranky old man living by myself with a dog. Until dude came along, so he started mentoring him as Batman.
I think we should see Damian Wayne as Robin.
They could introduce Damian Wayne. I would like for them to actually do Robin, a real Robin, not an adult Robin like a
Deathstroke in the movie, they might as well go ahead and do Damian Wayne too.
I think Deathstroke would have been better, but you know this.
And then not have somebody walk around with another name, and then at the end, oh yeah, your real name is Robin, huh? That's a nice name. You should use it. And I want him to be young. I don't want a grown Robin. He doesn't have to be 10, but can at least be
15, asshole. As you know, Damian is an asshole.
And Damian's not 15, but he could be older. Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah, make him 15. I know he's 10 to 11 or 12, but or at make least, him like 15.
You know, my idea, at least if he's young like that, like he's not going out fighting old men, but he's more of a support. Yeah, let me spy on this person. Let me get this information over here. You know, you can be creative as to what Robin's role is without putting him in the way of fighting grown men with guns. If you make him younger than, you know, a 15, 16-year-old. But I don't know if Warner Brothers got the courage to do that. And let me make sure we're still in the air. We've been off the air for a while. I don't know why I keep disconnecting. Sorry about that, the people. See, we probably lost everybody in the chat room because it was off the air. I have to keep an eye on that. And but if you know, that's why we're still recording. So we're gonna go off in a few minutes, so that the airways can be prepared for the pay-per-view tonight at 7.
Okay, true.
And give me time to eat and so forth. Wash the hands and the face. And
I wanted to tell you that I did read Thanos Quest.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best comic books I ever read in Marvel.
It is. I mean, I just love the way Thanos came up with the schemes and the strategies.
The schemes
to take on the elders.
And the artwork. They're just the artwork. And
yeah,
it was so better. Now that one is way more better than the Infinity Gauntlet. I don't really like that one. I like the story.
The artwork or
the artwork? The artwork is terrible.
No, okay. The thing about the Infinity Gauntlet, it was two artists. The half of the person who drew Thanos Quest did the second half of the Infinity Gauntlet because the original artist, George Perez, could not finish the book. So at the time, the artist's name is Ron Lim. He was drawing the Silver Surfer. He did Thanos Quest. Then he did like the last three books in the Infinity Gauntlet storyline. But George Perez is an all time great. Yeah, you're mine.
The one that he talking about the first Gauntlet, I don't know, blood. That's really kind of
dude.
Terrible.
Who doesn't love George Perez and his artwork? Oh, I mean, the man has done he's done Avengers and Justice League and Teen Titans, and he's done all the great books. Y'all, I'm watching my, I'll just smack you for that shit. But anyway, getting back to Thanos Quest. Getting back to Thanos Quest. The whole thing is, so he's figured out what the Infinity Gems are. Because everybody just thought they were just all soul gems. And he figured out that, no, each gem has a different property. And when
one of them did know that it was powerful, I think.
No, it's not that they didn't know it was powerful, but nobody realized if you brought all the gems together, it gives you ultimate power over the universe. And, you know, he stared at this well, he came over. So he had, you know, he couldn't take the elders lightly, especially with them having the gems. He had to come up with ways of tricking them into
just tricking them and all that stuff. Yeah.
Using the gem against themselves. And
except the first one he got when he was just stupid. The big dude, I forgot his name.
You talking about the champion?
Yeah, the champion, his dumb ass.
Well, He's not a brain surgeon. He's a brute, and he had the power gems that made him super strong, probably stronger than the Hulk at that point.
And he
couldn't take him on.
What about the wife? Not the wife, but Death herself. Like, she still didn't give a fuck about what that thing was talking.
Well, the problem is Death doesn't have any emotion, so it's not like because he's in love with her, she's not going to turn it. It's a force of the universe. It's not going to have love or hate any emotions or feelings. It's just, it does what it does. It represents death in the universe, and it fulfills its purpose.
Perfect. Yeah.
Now, Thanos, once he gets the gems, he has the power to make death love him, but he would realize it wasn't real, so he thought he can just convince her. But I guess he never figured it out. It's not him. It's her.
And to me, I think, ain't Thanos is like a ripoff of Darkseid?
Yeah, some people call him that, but...
They kind of came out around... No, Thanos no, came...
Darkseid was first.
Came out first.
But Thanos had the better story, though.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that either. I mean, it's some great Darkseid. I mean, you go back to the Kirby created him. He wrote some great stories with Darkseid in the
I mean, do Darkseid have his own origin? Like,
yeah.
Like, do he have his own comic? I might have to look and see.
I don't know about right now. They've done comics on him.
They've done, like, specifically just comics on just him?
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
I might have to look. And then, two, I'm about to go ahead and buy my first comic book, but it's going to be DC versus Marvel. The 1996 version.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and get that. It's like $50, so I'm going to go ahead and pick that up.
That's where the fans voted on who would win in fights.
Yeah.
And then they did about five fights where they allowed the fans to vote. And then they did about six fights where they split up Marvel winning, DC winning. A lot of them made sense. Some of them didn't.
You think they should do it again? Like, come up and do it again?
I wouldn't have a problem. Just, you know, it's getting, you know, whenever these companies decide they want to do a crossover, they do it. And, you know, Aquaman, he defeated Submariner. I think Submariner is superior to Aquaman, not that Aquaman's a punk.
Hold on. Aquaman is the son of Poseidon.
And the Submariner is a mutant.
Yeah, but
he's the son of he is godlike.
Okay, but they can kind of go toe to toe.
Wait, how is he the son of Poseidon and his father is human?
Not. Yeah, Arthur Curry is his. I forgot.
Now
his
maybe his mother is the daughter of Poseidon.
Yeah,
hold on.
She was Atlantean.
Yeah, my bad. You. But he holds the fucking thing of Poseidon.
Look, Aquaman is not the chump that they've made him out to super friends and over the years. He's not. I mean,
But I think the way they had him lose, Namor lose, was dumb because he got pinned by a whale underwater.
Right. Well, listen, the rules were you had to incapacitate your opponent for a mere second because. They put in that rule was put in because they knew some of these battles would go on forever with nobody giving an inch. So it was easier to get a winner that way. If you fought till you incapacitated your opponent, that could take a long time. And it could be a lot of destruction around that. So that rule put in it made sense. The other thing, between Batman and Captain America... Batman in a hand-to-hand combat should not be Captain America.
No.
But fans, you know, they always found Batman to be more popular. So they voted for him to be Captain America.
Nah, especially after you seen like how Captain America was. He could goddamn hold a helicopter and flex his muscle and hold it, man. Batman is... Well, I think they give Batman too much credit now. Like, he could just do all this stuff, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so, speaking of Batman, did y'all see the Batman Harley Quinn trailer?
Nah.
I'll put it in the chat room, and then I'll put it on Skype, too, a link, so if you want to watch it. That's the next DC animated movie coming out, I think, in... Well, we're in June, so it could be out between now and August sometimes. Where's the chat room at? Oh, here we go. Oh, okay. And so I'll put it on Skype, too. And you know, everybody wants to do universes, and because Marvel had a successful universe, and you know, Sony
they got to talk.
Sony wants to do a universe, and they want to do a Spider-Man universe, and you know, like the last Spider-Man movie was supposed to be setting up a Sinister Six movie, which would have been a disaster. And but Sony hasn't given up their dream of doing a Spider-Man universe, because you know, I talked about last week how they're doing a Venom movie, and now they're doing a Silver Sable Black Cat movie, and they're calling it Silver and Black, and they got a director. Oh, come on. Gina Prince Blythewood is going to direct Silver Sable and Cat Black Cat, Silver and Black. If you don't know what the movie she's done Love and Basketball and Secret Life of Bees. I like both those movies. So, yes, she will be the director of this team up. I don't know if anybody cares because they've not properly introduced either character. And, of course, Black Cat is considered a Catwoman ripoff, and nobody knows much about Silver Sable, but I hope the movie's successful, because if I got to see it, I want it to be good. Right? Right, fellas?
Yeah. Nah, I wouldn't want... I don't like how they're just taking all these characters and just making movies, Sony, and they're gonna fuck up.
Well, like, listen, it's way Sony... looks at it. They paid a lot of money for. We're getting another caller just when things about to go dark on this network.
Hello, Tony C.
No, Tony C. don't know his comic books. I'm having William Morgan.
What's up, man?
You here to talk comic books? We're about to go off the air soon. What's up?
Nothing. I didn't know the show was still going on. I'm just getting off from work.
Yeah, I'll talk to you a little later about what I want to talk to you about.
Okay, that'll work.
Did you see Wonder Woman?
Yes.
What'd you think of it?
I was a little disappointed at the end. I thought the villains were stupid.
Okay, that's a comment I've heard from quite a few people. Go ahead.
It kind of reminded me, you know, of that old Rocky and Bullwinkle cartoon.
You got that from another site, because these critics I listened to and watch, they said the same thing. It was like they turned into Natasha and Boris at one point. Did you get it from them?
Rusev and Lana.
When you see when you heard old girl when they killed old boy, you heard how she was just laughing, getting off on that dude dying, man. Come on.
Well, you know, some people get off from death. Why are you thinking? Wait, she's making poisonous gas. She obviously gets off on death because of, you know, she's scarred and everything. That was silly. The villains, for the most part, wasn't that great. My whole thing was that final battle just became a CGI fest at that point, and it became a different movie from what we had seen for the first 2 hours, where, you know, there was colors involved and you know,
you
characters.
Talking about it was supposed to be. It was going to be CGI anyway.
No, listen. When you look at Batman v Superman and Suicide Squad, and those final battles, you can tell it's just CGI, and there's no realism to the look.
Okay, now, what is wrong with that?
It's not.
What is wrong with it?
It's not a good look for every DC movie. Now you hold up, let me finish. So you look at Wonder Woman, and you know the views look real. Themyscira was like, look fantastic. It looked, you know, when you compare what Themyscira looked like to when they tried to make Oa in that Green Lantern movie, and it just looked like a background of CGI. And of course, you know, they weren't on a real island in the Wonder Woman, but they made it look real. It looked good. It looked like it's a real place. I'm like, where can I book my vacation at for Themyscira, you know, sitting in the beautiful waters and, you know, watch the women train and fight and stuff. And
Well, for Wonder Woman, I think...
And get sweaty, huh, Surfer? You're getting a little hot and bothered.
I'm just saying that, No, dude, don't try that. That just looked like a great vacation spot. You know, I'm a dude with everything. You know, if the commercial came on and said, book your trip now for Themyscira, we're allowing men to have a vacation, I'm there. I'm taking all my money. But even like doing, you know, the war scenes and all, you know, they're on the front line. It looked like it was, you know, it was out there in the real dirt and mud. It didn't look like a background.
Power was in at the last scene. Power, all that thunder and shit and
right. That's
all
everything.
All that was like
when they, that's it, everything you saw.
Big deal?
That's everything you saw at the end of Batman v Superman and at the end of Suicide Squad. It all,
because
you know,
they was all using powers and all this.
Powers had nothing to do with it. This just a mass explosion in Marvel films. But everything. What is that? Okay, what's going on?
You know what, though, guys? But you know what, though? At the end of the day, the thing I did like about the movie is on a definite role or a definite type of character versus the other heroes. You know, Batman's like psychotic. Superman just don't give a damn. It gives some meaning to Wonder Woman, you know?
Right, so let me finish real quick. So, you know, even though it's you know, horrible, at least it was daylight, it was clear, you saw what was going on. It seemed like all the other Marvel films, they want to do a fight scene with explosions, it's all dark and at night. The only movie they didn't do that with before was Man of Steel, where they had daytime fighting.
Horror movies, all fucking
horrible. Fucking horrible.
Thor movies are not horrible.
Well, the look of it, all CGI. No.
Listen. No, Asgard did not look fake. The battles of Earth didn't look
the
fake.
The outshot did, but
now,
not,
when it was on that,
awesome.
When it was on the Dark World, yeah, that didn't look all that real. But yeah. The rest of it did look real. But let me finish my Wonder Woman. So, you know, in London, in the old town, old London in the early century, it looked real. As soon as that last fight started, then everything is just dark with explosions everywhere and all these high jumping, and the Wonder Woman doesn't even look real at that point. Now, this is just my opinion.
Yes.
Now,
is it bothering everybody else?
Well,
or just bothering you?
No, it's, listen, it's not making me dislike the movie. But it's a jarring difference to me in the eye when you see this. Now, there's a lot of people who are slowly coming around to who are saying the same thing. Like, that last battle just was out of place. It just made it look like Zack Snyder took over at that point. Well, he wrote that scene.
He probably did.
Yeah, one thing.
And then, okay.
I'll tell you what the end.
And then
the other thing about the movie too, you know, Surfer can criticize, we can all criticize, but it does give you hope for Justice League this November.
No, you know what? When I see Justice League commercials, I'm seeing the same thing. I'm seeing dark skies, explosions everywhere, and a lot of close-ups of CGI backgrounds with the character's face posing for a second, like when Cyborg jumps off the car. It's like it just the camera just zooms in on his face so you can see his face, and the back, everything around him looks unrealistic, and then when you see Batman driving down the street with Aquaman, he's like yeah, and he's riding on top of the Batmobile, and then he jumps up in
the
air and it looks
for Aquaman, a striped white man. Why they have this fucking dreadhead, wherever the fuck he is. I don't want to get started.
I thought he was one of your cousins, man.
You said what?
I thought he was one of your cousins.
No, I know, but he don't supposed to be. Aquaman supposed to be white.
How do you know he's not playing a white person?
Brad Pitt. Shit.
How do you know he's not playing a white person?
Blue, because Aquaman is supposed to be white.
Blue-eyed, blonde hair.
Look.
They give him some blue-eyed contacts like
dude,
your other cousin.
It's a fictional character.
Man, you know.
They went with the person they thought was... they went with the...
Unacceptable. This Aquaman, I do not like. I'm sorry.
But overall, I like Wonder Woman. I like the movie. Like you said, I think it does give you hope for Justice League coming up. I thought it was a good movie, not just the damn villains. And I'm not gonna really harp on it too much, but that baby, that girl, she was terrible.
She was what? Terrible?
She was terrible. She's terrible.
You know, listen, that's another criticism a lot of people saying that the girl playing young Diana was terrible. Well, she's 6 years old.
She was terrible.
How the hell anybody in the movie is talking in accents and she's talking like a strict valley white girl? I got powers, yeah. Come on, man.
And you know, I've heard people compare her to the girl from Logan. That's not a fair comparison. That's not a fair comparison. One's 6, the other's 12. So
okay.
She should be a better actor.
They should have cast a 12-year-old to play a 6-year-old then.
Look here. The 6-year-old, she got a check. And damn it, when you get a check, we can criticize.
y'all need help, man.
It is
a Trump world where people sit there and criticize a little child. It's a child. It's a child. Leave the child alone, man. Don't be like that. Don't. You know, y'all listen.
5-year-old, 6-year-old, better actors than her. I'm sorry.
You know what, man? Y'all chased out one. Listen, y'all chased one child. Y'all chased away one child from Hollywood. Y'all need. Little Anakin Skywalker.
Hell,
that nigga was trash.
He didn't want to act after the criticism he got. He's a child. He got out of acting because of you peoples.
He want the bad part of the movie. Did he play Jar Jar Binks? No. Let's keep it moving.
No, but a lot of people criticized that little kid of being a bad actor. He didn't want to act after that.
Well, let's be honest. They tried to sell all types of kid shit with that movie. Hey, we're going to sell pod racing.
Okay, but still, man, y'all don't need to be coming after some little kid, man. Y'all adults. Grow up. It's a damn shame.
Hey, if you get the check, and if you're acting, you better do a fucking good job.
You know, when I'm the only sane person on this planet, there's something wrong. It's time to turn out the lights.
What up?
That girl done made more money in that role than I will ever make in 6 months.
Well, no, that's why you jealous. That's why you jealous.
By 2 years, she might have made.
That's why you jealous. She got fuck you money and you don't.
That girl got shit.
She'll be immortalized forever.
As a bad actress.
You won't be known for nothing but someone who hates little girls in acting roles.
Listen. I am a cell phone technician. I strive to be the best cell phone technician that I can.
Hey, listen.
If somebody said I messed up, I gotta own up to it. That girl got gets a check just like me. And if you bad, we gonna hold you to it.
Enough of y'all picking on little girls. Before I start going over the shows, I want to tell y'all, mark your calendars for July 17th, where Avengers Secret War is coming on Disney XD. It is the fourth season of Avengers Assemble. So,
yeah, fourth season.
Yeah. Now, as far as programming here, you know what? I'm going to give you a little time to get your acts together before you can come back here at 7 p.m. for the WWE pre-show. And I believe it's hosted by Mr. Phil Rayer.
We're gonna Extreme Rules.
Huh?
Extreme Rules.
Go with WWE Extreme Rules. And then, of course, there will be a post-show following the pay-per-view around 11-ish or before or after, depending on how long or short the pay-per-view goes. Tomorrow, what's your question?
Nah, wait till you get done.
Okay. Tomorrow at 11:15 p.m., you can tune in to this network for the sports report where you can call in and hate on all the great athletes of today with host William Morgan. Now, see, I listened to that shit y'all was talking about me. I said reach through Skype and start smacking motherfuckers upside the head, but... Tuesday night.
Hey, look.
No. Hold that. Keep that shit in. I don't want to hear it. Because Tuesday night is a double. It's a double header. You got Shining Wizards live at 7 p.m. followed by The Rant live at 11 p.m. Thursdays is Rant and Wrestling. That's at 9, right? Coming on around 9? 7? 9? Somewhere around there.
9.
Yeah, 9. Okay. Friday's live, usually you get a live episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rayer and Choppy. And you can check with them to see what topic they'll have this weekend. And then I'll be back on the air next Sunday for the What You Reading Comic Book Show live at 5 p.m. Gentlemen, it was a privilege to have you known guys on the air. I had to try to school y'all. I hope it's sunk in a little bit, but maybe it will one day. You.
The Flash will still knock out Superman, sir. That's all I got.
That's why you don't know your comic books. Next week, I was going to do it this week, but I didn't put out a thing. So maybe next week, I'll put the let people know that eligible callers can. Come on, what's the noise? Eligible callers, I might pick one of the eligible callers to give them a code so they can get a copy of Logan. Digital copy.
Okay.
Already got it, digital.
Okay, you don't need it. I got one too. But I got an extra code.
That'll work.
So. Yeah, stop with the noise. All right, so fellas, just hold on for a second. You can say goodbye so I can wrap it up, and then I'll talk to anybody off the air that you need to talk to. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Peace out.
Later, guys.
So, thanks for listening again. See you later next week. Peace.